ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop and the third prize a full set of Art Scroll Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
This year is on Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis begins bringing the halachas of Kiddush Levana, and the Gemara brings a memra, Me'avacha Bar Chanina, Me'avasi Am Rabbi Yochanan, at Kama Mevorchan Al HaChidush, until when can a person still make the bracha of Kiddush Levana? And Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, Achet Tismale Pigi Masa, until the Pagam of the Levana is filled up, a person can still make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. Once the pegam of the levana is nismali, a person can no longer make the bracha of kiddush levana. And the gemara is mefarish. What is the shiur? When is it considered nismali pigimasa vekama mev Yaakov baridia mev Yuda ad shiva? That once it's zayin bechodesh, it's considered nismali pigimasa, and a person can no longer make the bracha of kiddush levana. And nardoya chaylik nardoyot ad shishasa until tezayin bechodesh. Only after tezayin bechodesh is it considered nismali pigimasa. Until then, a person can still make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. Ucharvayu ki Rabbi Yochanan Svirle, both of these mandiyamim, bein the mandiyamim at Zayim Bechoydish, bein the mandiyamim at Tezayim Bechoydish, hold like Rabbi Yochanan, the shiur of Kiddush Levana is Adshet Nismali Pigi Masa. Only the Abin Cholik, what's considered Nismali Pigi Masa, Lemeve ki Yasra, the first mandiyamim holds at Zayim Bechoydish, is Mefarish until it's like the arrow of the bow of an arrow. Until it's a half of a circle, that's considered Nismali Pigi Masa, which is Ad Zayim Bechoydish. And the Mandiyam of Ad Tez Zayim Bechoydish is Lameve Kinafya, until it's a full circle, which is Tesvav Bechoydish. After Tesvav Bechoydish is considered Nismali Pigi Masa, and a person can no longer make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. Rashin Divya Maschel at Kama Mevorchen is Mefarish, until when can a person make the bracha of Kiddush Levana? Im Loi Birei Chayoyim. If he didn't make the bracha today, Yevarech Lamacha, he can still make the bracha the next day. Until when can a person make the bracha of Kiddush Levana? It's Mashma from Rashi Im Leibirei Chayoyim. The Iker Halacha is a person should make the bracha of Kiddush Levana on the first day of the month on Rosh Chodesh. Im Leibirei Chayoyim, until when can he still make the bracha of Kiddush Levana, which the Gemara explains at Zayin Bechodesh or at Tezayin Bechodesh. And this diik in the Lashon of Rashi is more mefurish in the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Gidmil Chiz Brachas Halacha Yedzayin. The Yaman Paskins, Im Lei Birech Olav Belay Lo Rishen, if a person didn't make the Brach of Kiddush Levana on the first night of the month, Yesh Lei Levarech Ad Shisha Osa Yayim Bechoydish, he can still make the Brach of Kiddush Levana until Tezayim Bechoydish, Ad Shetismali Pigi Masa. And it's Mashma from the Rambam Mitzdafkim, Im Lei Birech Olav Belay Lo Rishen, but Lechatchila, a person should make the Brach of Kiddush Levana on Rosh Chodesh on the first night of the month, it's only if Lei Birech Olav Belay Lo Rishen, he has a bidiyevit until Tezayim Bechoydish to make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. And the Chayyar, Rabbeinu Yonah in Seif Perek Dalet, the brachas is chaylik on this diak in Rashi and the diak in the Lashon of the Rambam. Rabbeinu Yonah in Seif Perek Tfilas HaShachar brings for Braisa from Masechet Seifim, Omru Mevorchim al Avonam Mishet Tisbasim, that the Braisa Masechet Seifim brings Omru that one should make the bracha on the Levana, you should make Kiddush Levana, only Mishet Tisbasim. And there's a machlekes in the Rishonim. What does this mean? Mishat Tisbasim. Rabbeinu Yonah brings the first pirish. Mishat Tisbasim means from the first Matzah Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh. Mishat Tisbasim is a lashon of besamim. When a person makes a bracha on besamim, which is a Matzah Shabbos, a person makes a bracha of bayim mini besamim b'shas havdalah. Mishat Tisbasim. From that point on, a person can make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. The Hainu, the first sheet that holds, it's only after the first Matzah Shabbos of the Chodesh. Whenever Rosh Chodesh falls out from the first Matzah Shabbos onwards, then a person can make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. It's Mevu'a Kol Panim, he's being chaylik on Rashi and the Rambam that one does not make Kiddush Levana on the first night of the month. He does not make Kiddush Levana on Rosh Chodesh. According to Rashi and the Rambam, L'chadchila, a person should say the bracha of Kiddush Levana on Rosh Chodesh. According to the first sheet of Buddha on Rabbeinu Yonah, a person can only make the bracha of Kiddush Levana, Mishat Tispasim, from the first Matzah Shabbos, after Rish Chodesh. Rabbeinu Yonah himself is chelik on this shita. Rabbeinu Yonah himself is misfarish the loshon of Misha Tisbasim is Misha Tintak, mi loshon levisum mekala. When it gets sweet, when it gets full, when it's nimtek hakol, the hainu misha, that the ur is masuk, what a time when one could really be nene from the light. So Rabbeinu Yonah, the hainu natan Rish Chodesh, where the light of the levana is still very weak and a person is not really nene from the ur levana. Only from the second or the third night, from Beis Gimel B'Chodesh, at that point the Ur of the Levana is stronger and a person can be Nenna from the Ur HaLevana. From that point on, a person can make the Bracha of Kiddush Levana. But Al Kopanim, we have two Shittas, and how to learn the Masech HaSeifim. The first Shitta told me that this Pasim is referring to Matzah Shabbos, when a person makes a Bracha on the Vesamim. And Shittas Rabbeinu Yonah's Mishatis Pasim is when a person can be Nenna from the light. That's when it's Tintak Eira, when there's a strong enough light to be Nenna from. Ta'ainu mi Beis Gimel B'Chodesh, a person can make the Bracha of Kiddush Levana. The Beis Yosef and Siman Tav Chav Vav brings B'Shem HaMekubalim, another shita that a person should not make Kiddush Levana before Zayin B'Chodesh. A person should only make the bracha of Kiddush Levana from Zayin B'Chodesh onwards. Al Kopanim, we have four shitas, and when should a person begin saying the bracha of Kiddush Levana? Shitas Rashi and Shitas Rambam is that the Ikiz man of Kiddush Levana is on Rish Chodesh, the first night of the Chodesh. If a person didn't make the bracha of Kiddush Levana on Rish Chodesh, he has up until Tez Zayin B'Chodesh to make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. Rabbeinu Yonah brings a shita from the first Matzah Shabbos after Rish Chodesh, a person can now make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. Shita Rabbeinu Yonah is from Shtayim Oy Shalish B'Chodesh, from that point on a person can make the bracha. And the Beis Yosef brings B'Shem HaMekubalim, from Zayin B'Chodesh onwards, a person can make the bracha of Kiddush Levana, but not before this man of Zayin B'Chodesh. The Achreinim ask on this that the Beis Yosef brings B'Shem HaMekubalim, that it's dafka from Zayin B'Chodesh onwards. How could he have a shita that it's only from Zayin B'Chodesh onwards a person can make the bracha of Kiddush Levana? We have a mandiyam in the Gemara that a person can only make the bracha of Kiddush Levana at Zayin B'Chodesh. The shita of Reb Yaakov Aridi is that a person only makes the bracha of Kiddush Levana at Zayin B'Chodesh. So how could the Beis Yosef bring B'Shem HaMekubalim that a person only begins making the bracha of Kiddush Levana from Zayin B'Chodesh onwards? How did the Mekubalim learn the Mandiyam and the Gemara that the bracha of Kiddush Levana is only at Zayin B'Chodesh? So when can a person make the bracha of Kiddush Levana? Until Zayin B'Chodesh, the Mekubalim say not to make a bracha of Kiddush Levana. And this Mandiyam holds that after Zayin B'Chodesh, one can no longer make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. So according to this Shita, there is no Zman to make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. The Yerab is mefarish that according to the Shita, the Beis Yosef brings B'Shem HaMekubalim that one can only make the bracha of Kiddush Levana from Zayin B'Chodesh onwards. They are mefarish the Gemara differently. They are mefarish the Machlokes in the Gemara and had to be mefarish divi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Achet tismali pigi masa." Rabbi Yaakov Aridi was mefarish that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't referring to the save zman amiras kiddush levana. Rabbi Yochanan was referring to the tchila zman amiras kiddush levana. And on that, Rabbi Yaakov Aridi was mefarish that tismali pigi masa is zayin bechodesh. From that point on, a person can begin making the bracha of kiddush levana. And the other man, the Yom, is also masking that it's dafka from Zayin B'Chodesh onwards. Only Rabbi Yechon was referring to the slave's man that a person can still make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. And therefore they are mefarish at the smali pigi masa, dainu tez Zayin B'Chodesh. They are mefarish that Rabbi Yechon was referring to the slave's man, which is tez Zayin B'Chodesh. But l'kula yamu, the tchila's man is Zayin B'Chodesh, and the slave's man is tez Zayin B'Chodesh. Only the machlokes is what Rabbi Yechon was referring to when he said achet the smali pigi masa. The Gemara is Mamshech with a memra, Me'avacha bar Chanina, Me'avasi, Me'av Yechonon, Kol HaMevorech al HaChodesh B'Zmano is Ki'ilu Mekabel Pnei HaShchina. One who makes the bracha of Kiddush Levana in the proper time, it's Choshev Ayde, this bracha, Ki'ilu is being Mekabel Pnei HaShchina. And the Gemara darshens this from Gzeira Shavik, Siv Hocha HaChodesh HaZeh, it says in the parasha of Kiddush HaChodesh, HaChodesh HaZeh, Loshen of Zeh, Uch Siv Asim, by the Pekriyas Yamsuf, it says, Klai Yisrael said, Zeh Keili Ve'an Ve'yu. Klai Yisrael was pointed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzpa and said, Zeh keili van veyu. So we dash, and just like over there, the Lashon of Zeh was referring to being mekabel pnei HaShchina, so too by Kiddush Levana, kol HaMevorech al HaChodesh bezman it's choshev kilu is being mekabel pnei HaShchina. And Tanu Rebbe Yishmol is Moisef el molu lo izachu Yisrael el lahakbel pnei Avien sheba shamayim, kol Chodesh v'Chodesh is dayim. Even if Klai Yisrael would only have the schus of this, that they are mekabel pnei Avien sheba shemayim, each chodesh, I did the bracha of Kiddush Levana, they are being mekabel pnei Avien sheba shemayim, b'chol chodesh v'chodesh, that schus itself would be enough. Amar Abaye, being that Kiddush Levana is choshev kilo, is being mekabel pnei Hashchina, hilkach nimrinu me'umot, being that he's being mekabel pnei Hashchina, he should say it standing up, being that one is being mekabel pnei Hashchina, he should be standing, therefore one should stand during the bracha of Kiddush Levana. On this that Kiddush Levana, the when one is mevarich on the bracha of Kiddush Levana, he is chashev kilo makabel pnei Hashchina. Rabbi Yoinin soif perek dalad, the brachas is mefarish. Why is it that making this bracha is so chashev? Why is it chashev kilo is being makabel pnei Hashchina? And Rabbi Yoinin is mefarish, even though Hakadosh Baruch Hu is einay nira la'ayin. Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself is not seen by the regular eye. A person can't see Hakadosh Baruch Hu mikol makom. He's nirai de gvuroisav and nifloisav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nearer to Bnei Adam by the Gvuroisav and the Flaisav that he does in the Bria. Through that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nearer to the Brias. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Beseisav, but he's nearer in Nisgalai, the Niflaisav, when it comes to the Levana, which is Nischadish, Bechol Chodesh, Vechodesh. And Bnei Adam see the Gvuroisav and the Flaisav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Choshev Agil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through the Gvuroisav and the Flaisav, they could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When one is Mevorech Ala Chodesh, and he's Makir on the Kiddush, the Chiddush of the Levana. This that the Levana was being mechadish itself, that this comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is Gvuroisav and Nifloisav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Choshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Nisgalah to the people, and therefore Kol HaMevorech Ala Chodesh is Choshev Kilo Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. The Marashon Chidush HaGadosh brings another pshat. Why is it that Kol HaMevorech Ala Chodesh is Choshev Kilo is being Mekabel Pnei Hashchina? The Marashon brings B'Shem HaRivam that Klai Yisrael and Golos is not really Zeichet to be Mekabel, they're Rochuk from being Mekabel to Pnei Hashchina. But the Chiddush HaLavona is a siman to Klai Yisrael, so they are, that, like we say in the Bracha, they are Sidon L'Yischadish Kemoisa. In the Bracha of Kiddush Lavona, the Chiddush of the Lavona is a siman to Klai Yisrael, so that Agam, the Klai Yisrael in Golos is Rochuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but just like the Lavona is V'Mechadish B'Chol Chodesh V'Chodesh, who has been Klai Yisrael, so is a Sidon L'Yischadish Kemoisa. So therefore, when one is being Mevorech HaLa Chodesh, which is a siman for this, that Klai Yisrael is a Sidon L'Yischadish Kemoisa, it's Choshev like the Osir that Klai Yisrael is going to be Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. On this that Abayi is Moisif, and Abayi says, being that Kol HaMevorech Ala Chodesh is considered Kilo Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, Zokta Abayi Hilkoch Neminu Meumod, one should say the Bracha of Kiddush Levana, he should say it standing up. The Mechabin Simin Tov Chavav is Mashmit this Halacha, he leaves out this Halacha of Abayi, that one should say the Bracha of Kiddush Levana standing. The Mechaber brings that he should be toile einavish from Yashir Raglav, he should keep his feet straight, umevorech, and he makes a bracha. The Ramah is Moisif that umevorech ma'umad, he should make the bracha of Kiddush Levana standing up. And Lechayu Yesh Lahar and the Mechaber, why is the Mechaber mashmit this halacha of Abaye? We don't find anyone who argues on Abaye. And being that we hold Kol HaMevorech Ala Chodesh Yizkilo Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, why is it that the Mechaber is being choilik on this halacha of Abaye of Hilkoch Nermino ma'umad, therefore one should say the bracha of Kiddush Levana standing up. And Oydesh Lahar and the Mechabin Sif Dalit, the Mechabin Simin Tov Chavav Sif Dalit Paskins Ein Mevorchen Aleha at Sheyavu Zayin Yomim Aleha. The Mechaber Paskins, like we mentioned earlier, what the Beis Yosef brings B'Shem HaMekubalim, that one should only make the Bracha of the Kiddush Levana at Sheyavu Zayin Yomim Aleha. Once one can be really Nena from the Levana, when it's Yavu Zayin Yomim Aleha, then one should make the Bracha of Kiddush Levana, but before Zayin Yomim, a person shouldn't make the Bracha of Kiddush Levana. We said over earlier there are many shitas when a person could start making the bracha of Kiddush Levana. And the shita of Rashi and the Rambam is that already on Rish Chodesh is the ikar man to be mevarech Kiddush Levana. Only if one didn't make the bracha on the first day, he can make the bracha up until Yom Tezayin like the Machlekes in our Gemara. And we said over shitas of Ben Yoyna from Yom Beis, Yom Gimel, from the first Matzah Shabbos. Why is it that the Mechaber is Sosim that ain't levarech ala Levana at Sheyavro leo Zayin Yomim? The Mechaber should bring the sheet of Rashi and the Rambam. Why does Mechaber B'chlal not bring this day that one could and should be Mevorech Ala Levana from Rish Chodesh and he shouldn't wait until after Zayin Yomim? Rav Moshe in the Tshuvan Arachayim Chelik Aleph Simin Kof Kuf Mem Gimel is Mefarish these two kashes on the Mechaber. Why is it that the Mechaber is Mashmet the Halacha of Hilkoch Nerminu Me'umod? And why is it that the Mechaber is Soisim that a person shouldn't make the Bracha of the Kiddush Levana until after Zayin Yomim and doesn't bring the sheet of the Rambam that a person should say the Bracha of Kiddush Levana on Rish Chodesh? And the Moshe is medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam. This that the Gemara says, Kol HaMevorech Ala Chodesh Bizmanoi is Kilo Mekabel Pnei Hashchina is Dafka on HaMevorech Ala Chodesh Bizmanoi. Dafka if he's Mevorech the Bracha of Kiddush Levon in its proper time, then it's Choshev Kilo Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. And Kipshutei well knows the Gemara that Bizmanoi means until Yom Tezayin calls Ba'achet Ismali Pigi Mosa is Choshev Bizmanoi and the Mevorech Ala Chodesh is Choshev Kilo Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. The Rambam is mashma Kol HaMevorech Ala Chodesh Bizmanoi is not referring up until Yom Tezayin. Kol HaMevorech Ala Chodesh Bizmanoi is the first day possible of the Levonas B'Chidush on Rish Chodesh itself. If a person is Mevorech Kiddush HaChodesh on the first day on the Iker's man of Kiddush HaChodesh, then it's Choshev Kilo Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. But if a person doesn't make the bracha of Kiddush Levana on the first day, he doesn't make it bezman de Levanas bechidusha mamish hagam b'diyevid, one has up until tezayin achet tismali pigi mosa to be mevorech ala chodesh, but he doesn't have the mile of being mevorech ala chodesh bezman and it won't be choshev kila mekabel pnei hashchina. Dr. Moshe, therefore, the Mechaber held like the sheet of the Rambam, and the Mechaber has two eitzes to lechat. What should a person do if he wants to be mevorech ala chodesh in the most lechatchila dekoifin? According to the Rambam, the most lechatchila dekoifin to be mevorech ala chodesh is on Rosh Chodesh itself. If one is mevorech on Rosh Chodesh itself, it's choshev kila mekabel pnei hashchina, and that's called mevorech ala chodesh bezmane. But there's also a maila to be mevorech ala chodesh lachi yom zayin, when a person can be nena la'ira, the or of the levana is already royally honeysmen after yom zayin. And that's the sheet of the mekubalim, that a person shouldn't be mevorech ala chodesh until lachi yom zayin. Maila, even though lachatchila, one should really be mevorech ala chodesh in the first possible day, he should make the bracha b'reish chodesh. But Dr. Moshe, being that ka'ayim ain't on the bekiin exactly on this man of the chidusha shal alavana, and therefore it wouldn't be possible for us to be mevorech ala chodesh on the first possible day, being that we're not bekiim and the meilut enough to be mevorech bezman that the levana is bechidusha when it first begins to appear. So one cannot get the meilut of being mevorech ala chodesh bereish chodesh, and he cannot get the meilut to be called the mevorech ala chodesh bezman ekil kilo mekabel pnei hashchina. Memeila zok the mechaber, a person shouldn't be mevorech ala chodesh, being anyways that he will not have the meilut of being mevorech ala chodesh biyom rishon. It's better for a person to wait till la'acha yom zayim when he can be really nena la'irah, and with that I'll have the mile of the shitas ha'mikubalim shein levorech ala chodesh ad la'acha yom zayim, when then already a person can be nena la'irah because the levon is already giving off more or from yom zayim ve'elach. So Dr. Moshe, therefore the mechaber is soysen like the mikubalim, being that it's the efshet to be mekayim de lachatchila of the Rambam of being mekadesh ha'chodesh from yom rishon, which is really choshev the ikas manai. Zok the mechaber, the best time to be mekadesh the levon is from yom zayin ve'ilach, then a person can be nena la'ira. Zok the Moshe, therefore the mechaber is mashmit this halacha of me'umot, being that the entire mile of kol mevorech ala chodesh kis kilu mekal pnei hashchina is dafka bizmanai, which the fidashitas ha'mechaber bizmanai is bin yom rishon, and it's efshel lono to be mevorech bin yom rishon, being that it's einonu bekiyim when this man chidusha shal alavana is. So being that we can never get this maila of being kibbul mekabel pnei hashchina, the mechaber is mashmet the halacha of me'umah, the entire halacha of saying kiddush levana standing is only because it's kibbul mekabel pnei hashchina. And in the kiddush levana that we are mevorech l'fidas ha'mechaber, we do not have the maila of kibbul mekabel pnei hashchina. The maila of the mechaber is mashmet this halacha of saying me'umah, he does not bring the halacha of abaya of hilchoch neminu me'umah. Akoponim, we said over on this that kol mevorech ala chodesh bezmanis kibbul mekabel pnei hashchina. Rabbeinu Yoni in Brachos is Mefarish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't Nira L'Einei B'nei Adam, he's only Nira Idei Gvuroisov and Nifloisov. Therefore, when one is Mevarich on Chidusha Shal Havana, he sees Gvuroisov and Nifloisov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Choshev Kilo Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. Instead of a second Pshat, Mashon Chidusha HaGodes brings B'Shem HaRivam, that Klaisel B'Golusam are Rochok from being Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, but there's a simon in the chidusha shal alavana to klayisol shem asidim leschadish kemoisa and also love klayisol will be zeicher to be mekabel pnei hashchina. Therefore, kol mevorech ala chodesh bezmane is choshev keilu mekabel pnei hashchina. On Abai is halacha of hilchoch neminu me'umah, being that it's a considered keilu mekabel pnei hashchina. Therefore, one should say the brach of kiddush levana standing. Why is it that the mechaber is mashmit this halacha? The mechaber leaves out that one should say the brach of kiddush levana standing. The Rama is moisif that one should say the brach of kiddush levana standing. We said, "Over Moshe in Arachaim Chelak Aleph Simen Kuf Mem Gimel is also Ma'ir. Why is it that the Mechaber is Soisim that a person shouldn't be Mevarech Halavana Ad Achaz Zayin Yomim? Why does the Mechaber Mashmit the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam that a person should be Mevarech Halavana Mirish Chodesh from the first day where a person can Mevarech Hakiddush Lavana? Why is the Mechaber Soisim like Das Hamikubalim that until Achaz Yom Zayin a person shouldn't be Mevarech Kiddush Lavana?" And Moshe is mechadish, this that the Gemara tells us, kol mevorech ala chodesh bezmane is kilo mekabel pnei hashchina, is dafkif on his mevorech on the first day when the levon is bechidusha mamish. But after the first day, even though b'diavad a person can be mevorech ala levon ad tezayin, the mile of kilo mekabel pnei hashchina is dafkif when one is mevorech on reish chodesh. Memeila zok to Moshe, the mechaber held being that bezman hazeh ein on of bekiyim and the exact zman of chidusha shal alavon, and one cannot make the bracha of kiddush levon and the lachatchila dekotam lefishitas Rambam to be choshev kilo mekabel pnei hashchina. So therefore the mechaber says, once anyways one is not getting the lachatchila dekazman of being mevorech ala chodesh bezman b'yom rishon, one should wait until achar yom zayin where he can be really nena la'iroi. After yom zayin, the levon is giving off more light and a person is more nena me'iroi, and then a person should be mevorech on the levon achar yom zayin. That's why the mechaber is soisim like the sheet of the mekubalim and doesn't bring the sheet of the Rambam. Memela being that bezmanazeh, it's efshit to get the milah of being mevorech halachidish bezmani to get the milah of being kilu makal panei shchina. The mechaber is mashmit this halacha v'abaya vilkach nemina mumad, because anyways bezmanazeh when one is mevorech halavana, he does not have the milah of being makal panei shchina. On the ikar halacha we are discussing, called mevorech halachidish bezmani is choshev kilu makal panei shchina. The Ramon Simin Tov Chavav brings the minig. The minig is not to be mekadish the levana on the Shabbos and the Yom Tov. We are kaddish. We are beikem kaddish to levonam, but it's a Shabbos lechatchilo, or on any other day of the week, we are mevorech al achidish. But the minig is not to be mevorech al achidish below Shabbos or below Yom Tov. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Yerbeis brings that harvei tamim nemru bazeh al pi kabbalah. There are many reasons given for this minig al pi kabbalah. Why is it that we have a minig not to be mevorech kiddish levonam below Shabbos or below Yom Tov? The Bach brings b'shem the Tshuvas Maril. Being that kol mevorech al achidish bezmani is choshev kilo mekabel pnei hashchina b'machshavta, he is going to be mekabel pnei hashchina b'shas mis mevorech kiddush levana, and memela b'machshavta is being oyle lemaila me'asori, is being oyle lemaila to be mekabel pnei hashchina, and that's considered b'machshavta ki ke'ena yitzia chutz letchom. Memela b'lal Shabbos or b'lal Yom Tov, the minig is not to be mekadosh to mevorech on kiddush levana, being that it's kilo mekabel pnei hashchina. We look at it ke'ilu is being yotze chutz letchom b'machshavta. And therefore, the minig is not to mevorech al achidish below Shabbos or below Yom Tov. The Rashi in a Chuvin Chedek Dalat Simim Nemches is Chelik. He says, "Avada, this is not a real Yitzia Chutz Letchum, and there is no Issa to be mevorech on the Levonach below Shabbos or below Yom Tov. This that is Kiilu Mekabel Pnei Hashchina is not considered a real Yitzia Chutz Letchum, and one could be Mekadosh the Levonach below Shabbos or below Yom Tov." The Shaar Tzion Tzivkot and Yud Beis brings another reason for this minig, why we have a minig not to be mevorech kiddush levana below Shabbos or below Yom Tov. And the Shaar Tzion brings, being that this mitzvah is done b'simcha and it's ragel, lovely day rikudin, like the Ramah brings b'seif ha-simen, that the minig is to have rikudin l'ache kiddush levana dugma de simchas nesuin, where the minig is to be have rikudin l'ache kiddush levana, being that b'shas kiddush levana it's dugma to a simchas nesuin, therefore the minig is to have rikudin. And these rikudin, it may commonly day rikudin that are also to dance below on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Mele, the minig is not to be mevorech kiddush levana below Shabbos below Yom Tov, ke they not to commonly day rikudin or asurim on Shabbos for Yom Tov. The Gemara is mamshich mireimau ma'azucho b'shas tebrochav kiddush levana deo mekasfi ha'adod yu mevorechi. Mireimau ma'azucho, the loshna Gemara is deo mekasfi ha'adod yu. And there's a machlikus, so we show him how to teach these words. What does it mean, mekasfi ha'adod yu? The Yadimah is mefarish mekasfi adodi that mireimu ma'azuchu zikeinim hayu, and each one couldn't stand on his own, and they wanted to be mekayim the halacha of mekabel pnei hashchina b'shas kiddush levana ba'amida. They wanted to say the bracha of kiddush levana standing up. Therefore, they were mekasfi adodi. They leaned on each other, and this way, each one of them was able to stand up and be mekayim the halacha of hilkach neminu ma'umud of saying the bracha of kiddush levana ba'amida. The Be'alach in Simin Tov Chavav is Meichiach Midivei Hayad Remad, that Mekasfi Adodi means that they leaned on each other, that when it comes to Kiddush Levana, Smichus Ka'amida, when it comes to the Brach of Kiddush Levana, the Hilkach Deminu Me'umah, there's a mile of Smicha, even though normally we say that Smicha is not considered Ka'amida. If a person has to stand to Shmoyin Esrei, he cannot lean while he's davening. Smicha is not Nechshav Ka'amida. When it comes to Kiddush Levana, Smicha is Nechshav Ka'amida. That's also a derech kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's been mekabel pnei hashchina. That's Nechshav and Amida. Because we see that Meimah Ma'azucho, when Mekayim this halacha, they did this that they were mekasfi adadi. The Be'alacha is Mesayim that's only b'diyeved. Lachatchila, a person should stand without leaning. But HaKaponim, if a person can't stand without leaning, there's a mile in Smicha, because we see Meimah Ma'azucho was Samech on each other. They were mekasfi adadi u'mevarchi. The Torah in Simin Tov Chavav is Mefarish Mekasfi Ha'adodi U'mevorchi. The Pirish Derech Hashivas L'Hakul Pnei Hashchina Derech Kavod. They went out Derech Hashivas to be Mekabel Pnei Hashchina Derech Kavod. And the Mefarshim are Mefarish. What is it, how is the Torah explaining Mekasfi Ha'adodi? They would put their arms around each other's shoulders, but Derech Hashivas to go out together to go be Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. The Mekasfi Ha'adodi is a Hemshech of this Kol Mevorech Al Achidish Bezman is Kilo Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. Memela, a person should go out together, but if in chashivas they should go out in a tzura of their chashivas to be mekabel pnei hashchina, to go be mekabel hakadosh baruch hu, through this that they have been mekadosh the levana. The Ramban Seif Simin Tov Chavav brings the halacha of a mekadshin al levana tachas agag. A person should not say the bracha of kiddush levana tachas agag. A person should go out and not be under a roof b'shas he's being mevorech and kiddush levana. The Bach and the Bir Agra mefarish the mekor for this Ramban comes from this gemara mireimel ma'azuchem mekasfi adodi u'mevorchi. They would go out together, ba'ifin chashivas, to be mekabel pnei hashchina. And we see from this that a person should say it, ba'ifin, that he's going out to be mekabel pnei hashchina. And therefore, it's ain't derech kovet to say tachas agag. There should be yitzia that he's going out to go be mekabel pnei hashchina b'shas the kiddush levano. The mekor for the psak of the Ramav ain't mekachin tachas agag. The reason for this minig is because kol mavarch ala chidush bezmane is kilo mekabel pnei hashchina. And therefore, person should go out to be mekadosh levano. This way, he'll be considered a going out to mekabel pnei hashchina. He shouldn't say tachas agag. The Gemara is Mamshich Amalei Rav Acha Rav Ashi b'Ma'arava Mevorchi in Eretz Yisrael. The Nusach HaBrocha that they will Mevorch Kiddush Levana on Chidush Shalavana is Baruch Mechadish Chodoshim. The Nusach they will Mevorch is Baruch Mechadish Chodoshim. And Rav Ashi said back to Rav Acha, this Nusach of Baruch Mechadish Chodoshim is such a simple Nusach. Hai Noshi Didon Nami Mevorchi. Such a Nusach, I feel that the Noshi Didon also can make such a Brocha. Elo the nusach that we say by Shas Chedusha Shalavana, the brach of Kiddush Lavana is like the nusach we have, Kiddush of Yehuda, Dalme of Yehuda, Baruch Hashem b'mamorei, Baruch Shchokem, Uberuach Piv Kol Tzavam, and it brings the entire nusach that we say the brach of Kiddush Lavana. On this day, Rav Ashi answered back, Rav Acha, Hai Noshi Didon Nami Mevorchi, that such a simple nusach, Afilo Noshi Didon also can make such a brach of Baruch Mechadish Chadashim. It's mashba from the Gemara that Noshim also make the bracha of Kiddush Lavana. Noshim are also nischayiv in the mitzvah and the amachuyiv to make the bracha b'shas chidusha shalavana b'tchilas achidesh to make the bracha of Baruch Mechadish Chadashim. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Chavav brings that Noshim are not mitzvah in the mitzvah of Kiddush Lavana. And the Magen Avraham says that not only that Noshim are not mitzvah, but Noshim also have the minig not to be mevarich Kiddush Lavana. And the Magen Avraham explains because it's a mitzvah saseh shas man grama, being that Kiddush Levana is only noyig ad tezayim b'chodesh ad shetismali pigi masa shal alavana. It's a mitzvah saseh shas man grama, as a man which is kavua when a person can make the brach of Kiddush Levana. Therefore, noshim apturis because it's a mitzvah noshim apturis a mitzvah saseh shas man grama. And Dr. Magen Avraham again, we find by other mitzvah saseh shas man grama that noshim apturis from. Afiluachi Noshim are noitlis rishus. Noshim take a lulav and esek. They have rishus and they can mevarich on the mitzvah of lulav and esek. Agam it's a mitzvah saseh shas man grama. Noshim are taking shayfar. There's a rishus that Noshim could be taking a shayfar. Agam they're not mitzvah. It's a mitzvah saseh shas man grama. But afiluachi it's a rishus beyodim to be mekayim the mitzvah and the mevarich is on the asiyas mitzvah which the oisa rishus. So why don't we say who are did by Kiddush Levana also that Noshim should have Rishus, they should be able to be Mekadosh Levana, Noshim should go be Mekayim this mitzvah as Einu Mitzvah Voisa. Why is it that the minig that Noshim are not Noyagos to be Mevorich on Kiddush Levana? And Dr. Morgan Aram, the minig why Noshim are not Noyagos to be Mevorich on Kiddush Levana is being that the Pegimas HaLevana came through the Chet of the Achila from the Eitz Adas. And the Noshim were Goyim, the Chava was Goyim Adam to be Eichel from the Eitz Adah, so being that they were Goyim, the Pegimas HaLavana, Memelo, a Noyigais HaNoshim to be Mevorich on Kiddush Levana. Zog the Morgan Avraham, Agam, the Gemara is Mashma, that Noshim are Mechuyiv in the midst of Kiddush Levana, like the Nusach of Rav Ashi, of Hai Noshi, Didon, Nami, Mevorichi, and it's Mashma, the Noshim made a Bracha on Kiddush Levana. Zog the Morgan Avraham, the Kavon of Rav Ashi, which is the Dichoy Ba'alma, to be Matchim, that it's such a simple Nusach that I feel Noshim could say such a Bracha. I feel Noshim can be mevorich such a simple bracha, but his kavana wasn't that the Noshim actually made such a bracha because the Noshim are not noigus to mevorich on Kiddush Levana. They're pturis from Kiddush Levana and they're not noigus to make the bracha, being that they were goyim the pegimas halavana. Therefore, noigus are Noshim to mevorich the Kiddush Levana and they're potter because it's a mitzvah saseh shas man grama. The Magen Avraham in Seif Simen Reish Tzadivah gives another reason why is it that Noshim are not noigis to mevorich on Kiddush Levana agam the oisin shah mitzvahs afilo mitzvahs hasei shaz man grama the oisin b'tayris einim mitzvah v'oisin. There are more paskins in Seif Simen Reish Tzadivah that even that the Mechaber brings a machlikis if Noshim are chayavis ba'avdallah v'yesh mishachaylik that Noshim are not chayiv in avdallah. And there are more paskins v'lo yavdilu la'atzvan rak yishmo avdallah menoha Noshim. And the Magen Avraham brings b'shem Abach. The Bach says that Noshim could make Avdallah themselves. Afilu lufi the man the Amor who holds that Noshim are p'turis me Avdallah, but mikol makom it's rishus p'yodim lases ha-mitzvah b'toris einu mitzvah v'oise. And the Magen Avraham is chelik on the Bach. The Magen Avraham brings that this that we say Noshim are oises mitzvahs that they're not mitzvah and the oise b'toris einu mitzvah v'oise is dafka if there's a maisa ha-mitzvah. Kigoyin t'kiya shoifer, netilas lulav. Mitzvahs that are tluyas b'maisa, Noshim can go do their maisa b'toyus einu mitzvah v'oisa. And once they're doing their maisa mitzvah b'toyus einu mitzvah v'oisa, they could even be mevarech, it's reshus b'yadim levarech on the mitzvah they are doing, they're being mevarech on the mitzvah which they're doing b'toyus einu mitzvah v'oisa. Because if it's a mitzvah atoli b'maisa, it's a reshus b'yad anoshim la'asoysa. If there's a mitzvah that the entire mitzvah is the bracha, then we don't say that Misha Einem Mitzvah V'Oisa is Rishus B'Yodei Lasei Sa Mitzvah. a mitzvah that isn't tali in an asiyah, the entire maisa mitzvah is the bracha itself, then one can, it's not a rishus piyad, mishayna mitzvah v'oise, if he wants to go do the mitzvah, make the bracha. And Zokhtim Agad Avram, when it comes to Avdallah, the Ramah Paskins, Noshim shouldn't make Avdallah for themselves. And who then, that's the reason why the Noshim are not Noyigais to be Mevoich, the Bracha of Kiddush Levana, Bechol Chodesh, Vechodesh, Bechidushay Shalah Levana, being that it's a mitzvah, Sasei Shaz Man Goma, Noshim Apituris, we don't say it's a Rishus, Beyodim Lasseis, the mitzvah, Betaris, Eni Mitzvah, Vaisa, being that the entire mitzvah is the Bracha, the Noshim are Noyigais not to be Mevoich, Kiddush Levana. On this that the Magen Avraham holds Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah sasei shehaz man gomer and noshim are pturis, it's yedua the kasha of the Chochma Shleima. The Chochma Shleima asks, why is it that we say the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah sasei shehaz man gomer? The Turi Evin Megillah on Daf Chof asks, when it comes to Bikurim, the Gemara brings a pasuk, why is it noshim and avadim are potter from the mitzvah of Bikurim? And the Gemara dashins, because in the Amira of Bikurim, the person who brings the Bikurim says the Lashon that Eretz Yisrael Hashem Nostatli, the Eretz that was given to me. And Zudashin's the Gemara, Dafka, one who Eretz Yisrael was Nita and Loi, Dafka, one who was Neitel Chelik Baretz, Lafuke Noshim and Avodim, who were not Neitel Chelik Baretz, they are Potter from the Mitzvah of Bikurim. Affected to Yevon, why do we need a Joshua telling us that Noshim and Avodim are Potter from the Mitzvah of Bikurim? Lechayri, the Mitzvah of Bikurim is a Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Gromo. The Mitzvah of Bikurim is only Noig, Menatzeres Adachag, then a person is Mevi Vikari, and Menachag Ad Chanukah, a person is Mevi Veinakari. Being that Minatzeres Adachag is this man Simcha, and the pasuk says a lashon of isamachta bechal atoyv, so a person only brings a maybe v'kayre dafka if he brings Minatzeres Adachag, and Minachag Adachanukah, that's this man avor, calls man that it's motzi ba'aretz, calls man it's still motzi, the peiris ba'aretz, then a person can still bring the bikurim. But la'acha Chanukah, that the peiris and amitzuyis ba'aretz, the Gemara dashens, a person cannot bring bikurim la'acha Chanukah. Al-Kopanim, the mitzvah of Bikurim is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. One can only bring Bikurim from Atzeres until Chanukah. So why is it that the Gemara needs a miyah to be memayit noshim va'avodim that they are pturis from the mitzvah of Bikurim? L'chayr, it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, and call mitzvah sasei shazman grama noshim are pturis. Zokte to Yevon that Bikurim is not nechshav a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Even though it's only huva min Atzeres ad Chanukah, one's only maybe v'koyrei min Atzeres ad Achag, and from Chag ad Chanukah he's maybe v'nekoyrei, so to Turiyevim b'kol makim, that's not considered a mitzvah sasei shazman gomer. The mitzvah of Bikurim is not totally in his man. There is no zman kavua that one has that he has to bring Bikurim. This that one only brings Bikurim from min Atzeres ad Achag is because the zman simcha is only min Atzeres ad Achag. And there's a t'nai in the mitzvah of Avos Bikurim that one can only bring Bikurim b'zman simcha. It can only be maybe v'koyrei b'zman simcha. So the mitzvah Bikurim isn't totally in his man. The mitzvah Bikurim is totally in being simcha, and the simcha is totally in his man. It's only his man simcha min Atzeres ad Achag. And who didn't negate the halacha that one can only bring ad Chanukah afilo maybe vein a kairei? It's not because this man of Bikurim is dafka ad Chanukah. It's only because the mitzvah Bikurim has a tanai that has to be dafka kozman de peiris ha mitzuyas baritz. So the mitzvah sasei is not totally in his man. The mitzvah Bikurim is not totally in his man. It's totally in this that it's mitzuyas peiris ha mitzuyas baritz. And peiris only mitzuyas baritz ad Chanukah lacha Chanukah. The peiris aren't mitzuyas baritz. One cannot bring Bikurim. But the mitzvah Bikurim itself is not mugbul to Azman Kavua, therefore it is not nechshav a mitzvah sasei shazman gomer, and the Gemara needs a miyat mirmait why noshim should be pturis from the mitzvah of Bikurim, and they are not potter from this that it's a mitzvah sasei shazman gomer. In fact, the Chochma Shleima l'chayra hu adin by Kiddush Levana. By Kiddush Levana also, it's not the pshat that it's telling in Azman Kavua, it's mugbul to Azman Kavua until Tezayim b'chaydish. One can be mevorech on the Levana b'chol zman and b'chol yayim. Only there's a tonight that he has to see Chidush Shal Levana. And he only sees Chidusha Shal HaLavana up until Tezayim B'chodesh. So in case this that we say this as man kavua only until Tezayim B'chodesh does not make it a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Kiddush Levana isn't totally in his man kavua, it's not totally in his man. It's totally being roya Chidusha Shal HaLavana, and one can only see Chidusha Shal HaLavana up until Tezayim B'chodesh. So why is it that the Magen Avraham considers that the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, noshim apaturis, l'chayvi, the mitzvah isn't totally in his man, the mitzvah is totally in being seen Chidush Shalavon, and that's totally in his man, it's only at Tazayim B'chaydish. The Maral Diskin is Miyashiv, the Shita of the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham says Kiddush Levana is totally, it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, noshim apaturis, mikayach this, that it's one can only say it up until Tazayim B'chaydish. So the Maral Diskin, be'etzem a pusik be mevorich on the Levana, calls man he sees the Levana after the Levana was nischadish betchilas achodesh up until the end of the month. On any day, a person can mevorich the bracha of Kiddush Levana mitzad this that he has to see the Levana. As long as he sees the Levana achash that it was nischadish, he sees the Levana still in existence from that chiddush. A person can really still make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. Only Chazal will magbul this man of Kiddush Levana up until this man that is nismali pigimosa, a person can only say it betchilas achodesh. Being that's not be'etzem mitzad the bracha, mitzad the etzem bracha, a person can really say it b'seif achodesh also. Only Chazal will magbul this man, and they said a person can only say the bracha of Kiddush Levana betchilas achodesh achat nismali pigimosa. The male that's nechshav as man, that it's only in this man Chazal will misak in the mitzvah, and therefore it's nechshav a mitzvah saseish as man grama. It's loidomi to bikurim, which really one a person could bring bikurim any day. Only there's a tonight has to be bisman simcha, bisman peris hametsuyas ba'aretz. But over here, there's a zman chazal mesak, and it's only bisman zeh that a person can revoke the bracha of kiddush levana. It's not mitzad that the bracha needs to see chidush shel levana. Mitzad the etzem bracha, a person can revoke as long as he sees the levana la'achash and his chadish, he still sees it in existence before it disappears again. Therefore, like the Maral Diskin, the Magen Avraham, that's the svar for the Magen Avraham, that it's nechshav mitzvah sasei shazman grama, and nashma p'turis mimenu. Once the Pturis, the Neig is not to Mevarech either, because like the Magen Avraham says in Siman Tov Chavav, because they were going to Pagam HaLavana, therefore it's Einam and Aroida that they should Mevarech, or because the reason the Magen Avraham gives in Siman Reish Tzadi Vav, being that the entire mitzvah is the bracha, we don't say Nashim can be Eisa, the mitzvah b'tayr is Einam and Tzavav Eisa. The Gemara is Mamshich to be Mefarish, the Seifa of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Mesayim after the entire Seder of Bezdin coming to a Psak and Dinah Nefashis, they are Eimdim, the Minyan, and they give the Psak. If there are 12 mezakin and 11 mechayvin, then the halacha is Bezdin Paskin Zakai, because there are Rav saying Zakai. But if there are 12 mechayvin and 11 saying Zakai, we cannot Paskin L'chayva Pi Dayin Echod, and therefore Bezdin can't give the Psak of Chayva. And the Mishnah says, even in the case if there are 11 mezakin and 11 mechayvin and Echod Omer in the Yedeya, also Bezdin can't give a definite Psak. The Mishnah that brings the Aloch, even if there are 22 mezakin and the one dying saying in the Yedeya, or 22 mechayvin and one dying saying in the Yedeya, being that we don't have Dayanim saying Zakai and Dayanim saying Chayiv, that they could be done Elu Kenaget Elu, therefore Bezdin can't give a definite Psak. And the Aloch is, you see for a Dayanim, you add two more Dayanim to see if I did these two Dayanim, Bezdin can give a definite Psak. And the Mishnah says, V'kama moisifin shnayim shnayim ad shivim ve'echad, you moisif two Dayanim at a time until you reach 71 Dayanim. And if after adding two at a time and you reach 71 Dayanim and there's still shloshim v'shisha mezakin, you have 36 Dayanim saying Zakai, and shloshim v'chamisha mechayvin, you have 35 saying Chayiv, then the Aloch is Zakai. But if you have Shleishim v'shiva mechayvin and Shleishim v'chamisha mezakin, so you have 36 saying chayiv and 35 saying zakai, and you can't paskin l'chayv al-pi dayan echot. Then the Mishnah says the halacha is you can't add any more dayanim. You're done in elu k'neged elu. They judge the case. They continue discussing the case elu k'neged elu. At sheyira echot v'na mechayvin divya mezakin, until one of the mechayvin changes his mind and switches his mind and says that the psak is zakai. And the Gemara is Mefarish, what happens, Loi Ra'umai, what happens if they continue being done in Elu, Keneged Elu, and you still have 36 saying Chayiv and 35 saying Zakai, and Bezdin can't give a definite Psak. Mevacha, the Aloch is in such a case of Loi Ra'u, is Poitrin, I say, Bezdin gives him the Psak of Potter, and he's Yotzami Bezdin Potter. The Aloch is that the Bezdin tells him he is Potter, and he's Yotzami Bezdin Potter, and Bezdin doesn't kill him. The Gemara then brings Amalei of Papala Abayi Veliftvei Meikara. Why do we continue adding Dayanim and then come to Don Elu Keneged Elu? And if it's Loi Ro Elu Divrei Elu, the Aloch is his Potter. Why don't we just give him the Psak when there are 12 Mechayvin and 11 Mezakin? We should give him the Psak that he is Potter. And Abayi answered Amalei Hachiyam Yab Yechanan Kadesh Layetzum Mi Bezdim Mirubavin. We don't want that he should leave Bezdin Mirovavin. We don't want the person leaving Bezdin should be leaving Mirovavin. And therefore the halacha is we keep adding Dayanim and they're done in Elu Keneged Elu, trying that Bezdin should come to a definite Psak. On this that the Gemara says that we keep adding Dayanim, that Bezdin should give a Psak, Kadesh Le'etzim, Mi Bezdin Mirovavin. There are two shittas in the Rishonim how to explain this. What is the Chashash? What don't we want that it should be Yatsu from Bezdin Mirovavin? Rashi in Divya Maschol Kadesh Leitzum Mi Bezdin Mirvavin explains it's Gnai Le Bezdin She Yetzu B'machlekes. It's a Gnai for Bezdin that Bezdin couldn't come to a definite Psak, and he's being Yotze from Bezdin B'machlekes Ve'in Yoidin Ligmur Asadin. The Psak why he's being Yotze Potter from Bezdin is not a Psak of Bezdin saying Potter. He's being Yotze from Bezdin that Bezdin couldn't reach a definite Psak, and if a Bezdin can't kill him, Umamele is Yotze from Bezdin Potter. And that's a gnai for Bezdin that somebody should leave Bezdin without a definite psak, without Bezdin being able to come to a definite conclusion. It's a gnai for Bezdin. Therefore, we are Yosifu Adayonim and the Don and Elu Kneged Elu to try to come that Bezdin should give a definite psak, that Bezdin should say he's chayiv or he's potter. Memelo, we don't give the psak potter meyikara, but lebesoif, if Bezdin can't reach a conclusion, the halacha is that he is potter. Rabbeinu Chananel is mefarish des chshash kadesh lo yetzu mi bezdem mirovavin, zogt Rabbeinu Chananel kilaymar, shelo yaymu mechuyiv yotze zakai. People shouldn't say that a mechuyiv in bezdem was yotze zakai, that one who was really chayiv misa was yotze from bezdem zakai. Being that there's a chshash, the rave dayanim said he is chayiv, and there's only 35 dayanim saying he's potter, or in the case of 12 and 11, there are 12 dayanim saying chayiv and 11 dayanim saying zakai, so really he is a mechuyiv who's being yotze from bezdem zakai, because bezdem doesn't kill a person api dayin echod, api a rave of dayin echod. But Mikamokim, people will say that he was yotze, a mechuyiv was yotze from bezdem zakai, being that we don't want people to say a mechuyiv was yotze from bezdem zakai, Memela we are yosifu adayanim until 71, and then they're done in elu keneged elu to try to reach a definite conclusion that he shouldn't be a mechuyiv yotze zakai. And the feed is chiddush of Rabbeinu Chananel in explaining the Gemara of this, that the Gemara says kedesh layetzu mi bezdim merubavin, means that people shouldn't say mechuyiv is yotze zakai. Yesh liyashiv akasha that the Meiri asks on the Rambam in Perek Tes Milchus Sanhedrin. When the Rambam paskins the halacha of our Mishnah with the pirush of the Gemara, the Rambam paskins if there are shishim ushloishim saying chayiv, and there are chamisha ushloishim, you have 36 saying chayiv and 35 saying zakai, zok the Rambam the halacha of our Mishnah don an elu kineged elu achayira echad miyam divei chaveroi. Zok the Rambam, they are don an elu kineged elu until somebody is chayiv and one of them is zakin says chayiv or one of them is chayiv and says zakai. Zok the Rambam im loiro godl shabadayon and I'm a nizgan adinu paichin I say, if the loiro elu kineged elu and Bezdin can't reach a definite conclusion, that's the halacha of our Gemara, that paichin I say, and he goes out of Bezdin potter. The Rambam then continues, if there are 35 dayanim saying chayif and 35 dayanim saying zakai, and there's echod oimer eini yedeya. So the Rambam, in such a case, poitrin oi say the halach is that he is potter. The Meiri in our sugi asks on the Rambam, why is it that when there are 36 mechayivin and 35 saying zakai, the Rambam says, you don an elu kineged elu, maybe one of them will be chayzer. And if it's loiro elu divrei elu, then the besayif is poitrin oi say. Yet when it comes to 35 saying zakai and 35 saying chayiv ve'echod oimer ein yedeya, the Rambam leaves out this halacha of don and elu keneged elu, and the Rambam only says poichnoi say that he is potter. The Rambam leaves out this, that it's don and elu keneged elu, that they try to convince one of the dayanim to be chayzer from his psak, one of the zakai to say chayiv or one of the chayiv to say zakai. From the Meiri paskins by 35 saying zakai and 35 saying chayiv ve'echod oimer ein yedeya, it's don and elu keneged elu, maybe one of them will be chayzer. And Zog Demiri, it's Tzarechi, and this that we find in the Rambam, leaves out this halacha of Don and Elu Kineged Elu, when there are 35 Mezakin and 35 Mechayvin, and Echod Emer Eini Yedeya. And the Chayra Alpidus Rabbeinu Chananel, Yesh Lefarish, the Psak of the Rambam. Rabbeinu Chananel says, the Chshash in the Gemara, why it's Yesifu Adayonim, and it's Don and Elu Kineged Elu, is today that people shouldn't say that a Mechuyiv is Yotze Zakai from Bezdin. It's only a chshash that people will say a mechuyiv is yotze zakai from Bezdin b'mokum that there are 36 mechayvin and 35 saying zakai. Being that there's a rave of mechayvin and there's a miyat of mezakin and afilu hachi is being yotze from Bezdin potter because Bezdin doesn't kill up here a rave of echot. But mikamokum there's a rave saying he's a mechuyiv, memela people will say a mechuyiv was yotze zakai from Bezdin. But the Rambam holds if there are 35 mezakin and 35 mechayvin, so it's shoved, 35 keneged 35, echot emeini yedeya. But if in Zed that they are equal, we don't have a rave of Mechayiv, and there is no Chshash, people will say a Mechayiv is Yotze Zakai from Bezdin, being that there is no rave saying Chayiv. But if in Zed that it's 35 Mezakin and 35 Mechayiv, and the Rambam says we do not have the Halacha of Don and Elu Keneged Elu, and Mela the Rambam leaves out this Halacha and he just passes that Pachinai Soi, he is Yotze from Bezdin Pater. On Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, we begin the Perek of Nigmar Adin. And the Mishnah begins, Nigmar Adin, if Bezdin gives the Psak and Bezdin Paskins, he's Mechayiv Misa. Bezdin sends him out of Bezdin in order to give him the skila that he's mechuyev. And the Mishnah explains because Beis HaSkila Yechutz LeBezdin, the place where Bezdin gave people skila was outside of Bezdin, as the Mishnah darshins from the Pasuk Shenemar, Chaytzias HaMekalel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe by the Mekalel, he should send the Mekalel out to give him the skila. We see from there that the Beis HaSkila is Chutz LeBezdin, Memela Bezdin's Meitzianoisai in order to give him the skila. The Mishnah only brings this halacha of Beis HaSkila HaYechutz LeBezdin when it comes to Chayvei Skila. In the prokim following this parak, when it discusses other Chayvei Mises of Bezdin, the Chayvei Sreifa, the Chayvei Herig, and the Chayvei Chenek, the Mishnah doesn't bring this halacha of a Beis HaSreifa that was Chutz LeBezdin, or a Beis HaHerig that was Chutz LeBezdin. And the Ran in Chidushi Ran brings two sheetahs, whether or not the halacha of our Mishnah is Dafka by Chayvei Skila, or the same thing that it says by Chayvei Skila, who adin is true by Chayvei Sreifa, Chayvei Herig, and Chayvei Chenek. Some Rishonim hold that just like the Mishnah says, there was a Beis HaSkila which was Chutz LeBezdin, that they were Metzinus HaLisoikli to the Beis HaSkila, Who had then also there was a Beisah Sveifa, there was a Makam Yuchid where Bezdin gave the Einish of Sveifa, and who had then there was a Makam Yuchid where Bezdin gave the Einish of Herig, and who had then there was a Makam Yuchid where Bezdin gave the Einish of Chenek. And the Ran brings B'Shem Adar V'Yishayinim that the halach of our mission is Dafka by Chayvi Skilas. It's Dafka by Mishim Uchuyiv Skilo. There was a Chiyav L'Sakla that Bezdin sent him out to the Beisah Skilo. There was a Beisah Skilo Yechutz L'Bezdin, being that the Pasuk was Dafka by Chayvi Skilo. Memela Dafka, there was a Beisah Skilo which is Chutz L'Bezdin, but the Bezdin was Moitzei Yisal L'Sakla. Dr. Ran, even though these Rishonim hold that the halacha of our Mishnah of Beisah Skilo Yechutz L'Bezdin was Dafka by Chayve Skilo, not by the other Chayve Mises Bezdin, even these Rishonim are also masking that there was a halacha of Meitzin Oysaimi Bezdin. Even by the Chayve Sreifa, Herig, and Chenik, also Bezdin sent them out of Bezdin. Just like there's a din that we don't want Bezdin to look like a Bezdin Reitzchen, as the Gemara explains, or other time that the Gemara says why it was Meitzin Oysaimi Bezdin, who had been by the other Chayve Mises Bezdin, also Bezdin sent the one who's Mechuyiv Misa out of Bezdin. But the machlokes is whether or not there was a mokim miyuchad, there was a beisa skil that was chutz lebezdin, was there also a beisa sefer, beisa chenek, or beisa hereg, or it's dafka by skilo, being that the pasuk is discussing skilo, therefore there's a beisa skilo miyuchad from skilo, and benegea sefer, hereg, and chenek, wherever, anywhere out of bezdin is roi, that bezdin can give the sefer, the hereg, and the chenek. It doesn't have to be dafka and a mokim miyuchad of a beisa sefer, and a beisa hereg, and a beisa chenek. The Gemara is mefarish this, that the Mishnah says that Beis HaSkila was Chutz LeBezdin. In fact, the Gemara Beis HaSkila was Chutz LeBezdin. The Sulei wasn't any farther than just being Chutz LeBezdin. It was right outside of Bezdin. In fact, the Gemara in Braisa tells us that Beis HaSkila was Chutz LeShalosh Machnes. Not only was Chutz LeBezdin, it was outside of three Machnes. And the Gemara answers, in Kiddika Amit, the Beis HaSkila was outside of three Machnes. It was Chutz LeShalosh Machnes. This that the Mishnah says it was Chutz LeBezdin, Vadik Tani, such a Lashon of that it was just Chutz LeBezdin, Afkamina, that if Bezdin was Yosef Chutz LeShalosh Machnes, if Bezdin was Yosef and done the din outside of Chutz LeShalosh Machnes, and in Kain there is no halacha now mitzad, the halacha of Chutz LeShalosh Machnes, that Bezdin should have to moitzi the Chayiv Skila out of Bezdin, Afiluachi, Avdinem Beis HaSkila Chutz LeBezdin. Still, Bezdin has to make the Beis HaSkila outside of Bezdin, and the Gemara explains, Ki Eichid Lo Mischezu Bezdin Reitzchen. So it shouldn't look like that a Bezdin is a Bezdin Reitzchen. We don't want it to look like Bezdin is a Bezdin Reitzchen. Therefore, we made that people, we shouldn't kill people in Bezdin. Bezdin was Moitzi the Chayev Misa outside of Bezdin. The Bezdin killed him outside of Bezdin. And the Gemara gives a second reason why they have to kill him Dafke outside of Bezdin. Nami ki eichi ditihavi le'atzalo. This way he'll come to the Atzalo. It will take some time until Bezdin kills him. And there's a chance that somebody can melamed all of Schus and come back to Bezdin and be melamed Schus. And maybe then he'll be Yotzim, be Bezdin Zakai. So kidei that he should have Atzalo, the halacha was that Bezdin is Meitzi the Chayev Misa outside of Bezdin. And they killed him Dafka outside of Bezdin. It's mevuah from the Gemara that there are two halachas. There's a halacha that we have to kill the Chayev Misa Chutz L'Shalish Machnes. You have to Meitzi him outside of three Machnes, which the Gemara later explains. Menani Mili, this is learned out from Paramanis Rafim. Just like Paramanis Rafim, the Sefer was done Chutz L'Shalosh Machnes, who had then also, when it comes to the Salacha of Hoitzias HaMekal, you have to Moitzi the Chayim Misa outside of Bezdin, it's you have to Moitzi him Chutz L'Shalosh Machnes. And the Gemara is Mavua that Afilofis, one is already outside of Shalosh Machnes, there's another Halacha that we have to Moitzi the Chayim Misa and kill him outside of Bezdin. You can't kill him outside in Bezdin, as the Gemara explains two reasons, that it shouldn't look like a Bezdin Reitzchen or Kiechi Detehavi Le'atzalo. And this that the Gemara is mefarish two reasons why we are moitzi the Chayiv Misa outside of Bezdin. L'chayri yesh lahor, the Mishnah had brought a pasuk, the Mishnah brought a pasuk of Hoitzias HaMekal, which the Mishnah darshim from there that you have to be moitzi the Chayiv Misa outside of Bezdin in order to kill him. So why is it that the Gemara is bringing two reasons why we're moitzi the Chayiv Misa outside of Bezdin, that it shouldn't be lischazi ke Bezdin reitzchen, or the second reason ke echid itihavi le'atzala l'chayri tzegzeris ha'kosav of Hoitzias HaMekal? And Rashi really answers this question. Rashi is mefarish that mitzad the pasuk that we dash in Hoitzias HaMekal, we have to be moitzi the Chayiv Misa outside of Bezdin. We can kill him right outside of Bezdin. There wouldn't be any halacha that has to be rochuk from Bezdin. There has to be a distance between the place where we kill the Chayiv Misa and Bezdin. It's only mitzad the svaris that the Gemara is mechadish, and not only does halacha have to be moitzi him outside of Bezdin, but he shouldn't be right outside of Bezdin. He shouldn't be on the Pesach of Bezdin. The mitzad the svaris that the Gemara says we have to marchik the Chayiv Misa and kill him far from Bezdin, and the reason why we kill him far from Bezdin is keichid leilischusi Bezdin reitzchin, that Bezdin shouldn't look like a Bezdin reitzchin, or because of the reason keichid itahavi leatzala. Hakoponim, according to Rashi, it's mevuah that there's another halacha, there's halacha of chutz l'shalosh machnes, that we have to moitzi the Chayiv Misa outside the three machnes. Then there's a halacha from the pasuk of Hoytzias Hamakal. We have to Yemotzi the Chayiv Misa outside of Bezdin. We don't kill him in Bezdin. And then mitzad this forest, which the Gemara says, there's a halacha also to make him Rachuk mi Bezdin, only kill him far from Bezdin, Keichid Elischesu Bezdin Reitzchin. Or mitzad the second svar of the Gemara, Keichid Etihavi Le'atzala. The Rambam in Perek Yibayz Milchus Hanejin Halacha Gimel is Mavur that he understood Asugya not like Rashi. The Rambam paskins that after Bezdin is Goymer the Din and one is Chayiv Misa, Mokim Shehargim by Bezdin, Yechutz Le Bezdin, Verachuk Mi Bezdin. So the Rambam, the Mokim that Bezdin killed him should be outside of Bezdin, it should be Rachuk from Bezdin. And the Rambam learns both of these Halachas out from the Pasuk Sheneh Mahoitzias HaMekal Al Michutz LaMachneh. The Rambam learns bein the halacha of chutz le bezdin, bein the halacha of rochuk mi bezdin. Not like Rashi understood that rochuk mi bezdin is from the svara and chutz le bezdin is learned out from the pasuk. The Rambam learns both of these halachas out from the pasuk of hoytias hamakal al michutz lamachane. And the Rambam is misayim v'yirali that how far does one have to be from bezdin? How far is the base askilos? Like the Rambam sheyir rochuk kmoi shisha milin, it should be 6 milin outside of bezdin. The distance between the base askila and bezdin should be 6 mil. So the Rambam, where does he know this from? K'moisha haya beis dina isha Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehoye lefnei oyo moyed, Moshe Rabbeinu's bezdin was lefnei oyo moyed, and from there until Seif Machne Yisrael is shisha milin. So the Rambam, there should be 6 mil between bezdin and the beis askila, just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, there was 6 mil between Moshe Rabbeinu's bezdin and outside of Machne Yisrael, the chutz l'shalish machneis. Who adin, every time bezdin paskins a chiyav misa, there should be shisha mil between bezdin and the mokim askila. And the Rambam never brings the halacha of our Gemara of Chutz L'Shalish Machnis. The Rambam never brings the halacha that the Gemara darshins from Paraman Yisrofim that a Chiv Skila is only killed Chutz L'Shalish Machnis, just like Paraman Yisrofim on Nisraf Chutz L'Shalish Machnis. Why is the Rambam mashmit this halacha? Why does the Rambam never bring this din that one is whose Mechayiv Misa is only killed Chutz L'Shalish Machnis? According to the Rambam, there's a pasuk and there's a svara. The Gemara brings two svaras and also brings the pasuk. And the Rambam is mashma that everything is learned out from the pasuk. Meitzias and Mekal, we learn that it should be chutz lebezdin and rochuk mi bezdin. And kenira the shita of the Rambam is the Rambam understood our Gemara when the Gemara is darshning chutz l'shalish machnis. The Gemara doesn't mean the one has to kill a chayiv misa dafka chutz l'shalish machnis. When the Gemara is darshning chutz l'shalish machnis, the Gemara is darshning how far one has to be from bezdin. The shear ha'chokah from Bezdin and the Beis Haskila should be the shear of Shalish Machnes. So the Rambam, k'moy by Moshe Rabbeinu's Bezdin, chutz l'shalish machnes was shisha mil. Hu adin, every time Bezdin kills a chayiv misa, it should be shisha mil. There should be a ha'chokah between the Beis Haskila and the makom where the person is killed and Bezdin. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu do a 6 mil, every time Bezdin kills, there should be a 6 mil space. And the reason for the achokah of the Gemara is mefarish is kehechid loyleschazi bezdin reitzchin or kehechid itihavi le'atzala. And according to the Rambam, these svaros the Gemara are saying are time of dekra. The Gemara is saying a reason why is it that there's a shear of the achokah? Why is it that the shear achokah is 6 mil similar to Moshe Rabbeinu? Why the Torah give us such a halacha that there should be 6 mil between the makom that one is killed and bezdin itself? There should be a achokah between the beis askila and bezdin. Zok the Gemara is kehechid loyleschazi bezdin reitzchin or kehechid itihavi le'atzala. But according to the Rambam, there's one limud. The limud is that it should be rachuk from Bezdin. What is the distance of rachuk from Bezdin? That's the shear of Shalish Machnes. It's not a halacha being moitzi chutz l'shalish machnes. Only it's a halacha of the shear of how far one should be for Bezdin. And according to the Rambam, there's an afkamina between Rambam and Rashi. According to the Rambam, if the makam of Shalish Machnes was bigger than 6 mil, if you're Rambam, we can kill him afilu toich Shalish Machnes. There's no halacha of chutz l'shalish machnes. The entire halacha of chutz l'shalish machnes is the shear of how far the achokah should be outside of Bezdin. Mashekin, according to Shitas Rashi, if the makam of Shalish Machnes is Yosef from Shisha Milim, we still have to imoitzi the one who's chayav misa chutz l'shalish machnes. And there's another nafkamina between Rashi and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, we know the shear of the Archok of how far it has to be from Bezdin. Even if Bezdin itself is Yoshev Chutz L'Shalish Machanish, there still has to be 6 mil between Bezdin and the Beis Haskila. Mashekin, according to Rashi, there is no shear for the Archok. The Gemara leaves it unclear, and we don't know what the shear Archok should be. It's Kefi Ra'is Eini Adayin, it should be a distance from Bezdin, that it shouldn't be Lischazi Bezdin Reitzchin. But the Gemara doesn't give a clear amount of how far should the distance be between the Beis Haskila and Bezdin. According to the Rambam, it's Shisha Mil, and according to Rashi, it's just that it's not going to look like a Bezdin Reitzchim. Bezdin decides the distance that it would be Kechid, it shouldn't be Lischazik a Bezdin Reitzchim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.